So, good afternoon. This is the first lesson of the Applied Acoustic course, and during this lesson we will go through the web files describing the program and the activity of this course, the modality for the exam, and the modality for the lab session. So we go to my web page, actually, to my personal website, which is www.angelofarina.it, but it is also pcfarina.eng.unipr.it. It's the same. Absolutely, the two addresses point to the same server. No difference. So we now open the Applied Acoustics webpage, and this page is very, very long. It takes more than 1 hour reading it through. We are not going to read everything here now. I will just point you to the most important facts. Then when you are back at home this evening, perhaps, you go back to this website and look at this page and all what is there. There is a lot of material. First of all, this course is taught in English and is common to many different type of students. There are postgraduate and undergraduate students coming from all the kind of engineering, telecommunication, computer science, mechanical, electronics, civil and environmental, and management. So substantially all the students of engineering in this university have the possibility to choose the applied acoustics course as their choice topic. There are also undergraduate students of this technical prevention in the environment and the workplace degree. This is a degree of the Faculty of Medicine, and I now ask if there are students of this kind to raise your hand. Five or six of them. There should be more, actually. They should be approximately 15 to 20. So perhaps not all of you were informed of the beginning of the course, so please give the advice to all our other colleagues of the same course to come to lessons. Okay, the fact that the students are so different, both in level and in topic, in the specific degree, means that this course can only be held at a very basic level. So we don't have prerequisites in this course. You don't have to know anything in advance about acoustics. We will teach you everything from zero. And the pace of the lesson will be quite calm. So people who already know of the topics can find the first part of the course quite boring, because we are going very slowly through the basic of the acoustical phenomenon, the basic quantities, and we will learn how are those crap things called decibels and so on. This takes time, so at least the first three lessons, or perhaps four, I mean 3 or 4 weeks of lessons, will be lost in this introductory part. As all the class has reached a reasonable degree of understanding of the topic, we will start going into the interesting things, okay? But the program of the course, which is here, we will come back to this later. This is the program of the course. As you see, is divided in two parts. The blue topics are common to all of you. The black topic at the end are only for engineering, not for Faculty of Medicine, Tecniche della Prevenzione, and so on. So, more or less, they have just the first half of the course. But, due to the fact that at the beginning we go very slowly, and at the end, where only the engineering students are in the classroom, we can go much faster, in terms of number of weeks, this division is not a half of the lessons. Here, more or less, two-thirds of the total number of lessons are required for the blue part of the program, and only one-third, the last one, will cover all these topics. This is due to the different pace which we can use at the beginning and at the end of the course. I hope you understand this. The fact that many of you don't have any previous knowledge of the topic means that you are allowed to interrupt me in any moment and to ask questions. No one must exit the classroom not having understood what happened here. This course is mostly based on understanding, not on memorizing, not on studying. Typically, the applied acoustic course is a course for passing the exam at the end. You don't really need to study. You need to have understood, which for some of you can be easier, for most of you is much more difficult. Many students, particularly at engineering, are used to study, to pass the exams by studying, not by understanding. This can be useful in some topics, but not in this one. This is an applied course where you need to be able to make things, not to tell things. You are not asked to tell me something, but to show me that you are able to do something, which is not the same thing. In Italian, we call it the difference between dire and fare. Dire is to tell, and fare is to do. And the spell in Italy is that between dire and fare, in between, there is the sea. C'è il mare. Okay? So, you need to take this course in the beginning with a completely different attitude than with many other courses in engineering faculty, where you only need to know. You need to study and to tell the teacher that you know about the topic. Here, knowing is absolutely useless. Here, you must have understood, and you must be able to do the things, to make the computation, to make the simulation, to estimate quantities, to evaluate if one solution is better than another, to design device, so to be a designer, and so on. That is what is required. The exam is based on this. So we are not going now to read each of these points, but I must read them, because I don't have them in my memory. Memory is useless in this course. It's completely a waste of time to capture the information by memory. The lessons are recorded. As we will see in a few minutes, there is a lot of material available on the website, the PowerPoint presentation of the lessons, the recording, and the handouts, the dispense in Italian, taken by students during previous years. So in practice, you already have all available, and all this material which is available, you can use it during the exam. So if you don't remember a formula, it's not a problem. You look in the handouts or in the printout of the slide, the PowerPoint presentation, and you read the formula from there. Keeping a formula in your memory is completely crazy, particularly for an engineer. An engineer has several civil and penal responsibilities. When you make a design, you risk the life of people, the safety, in particular in the field of acoustic, the hearing capability of people. If there is too much noise, several injury occur. People become deaf. You destroy your listening system. So it can be dangerous. Such a danger requires to take proper precaution. You must be very careful in your design. You cannot rely on memory for that. You can't. It's wrong. An engineer who uses his memory is crazy. You must rely on reliable sources, not the handouts of the course. You need to rely on good textbooks. In fact, at the end, you will be listed two or three very good acoustical textbooks. The handouts are good for the exam, but not for the professional life. For the professional life, you need to buy and to have with you a couple or three very good manuals, professional manuals. That is what an engineer uses. You cannot rely on Wikipedia, okay? You must rely on reliable sources. No one should have the doubt if one formula is right or is wrong. You always have to use the right formula. That's the point, because you are responsible. The life or the safety of people depends on your work. So it's absolutely impossible that you use your memory for that. And my colleague in previous course, who required you to use memory for passing their exam, for me they are wrong. There is no merit in having an engineer which has good memory. It's completely no merit. Instead, it's important to have an engineer which has good understanding of the topic. Okay, this is the general framework in which the course happens. Then, let's go inside this first part of the course, where we give an introduction of what is applied acoustic and why it is important. Applied acoustic is a science which is multidisciplinary by definition, because we have to do with many different topics apparently not connected. Architecture, structural engineering, physiology, so here we are medicine, psychology, more or less again medicine, statistics, physics, electronics, vibration mechanics, fluid dynamics, digital signal processing, telecommunication, measurement, hygiene of the workplace, safety and so on, music, musicology, virtual reality. All is connected together, all is required for making the work required to an acoustician, and of course in a small course like this with only 6 credits and only 4 hours of lesson every week, we cannot make you to master all of these topics. Some of you will have previous knowledge about some of these topics. No one in this classroom knows of everything of this. Okay? It's impossible. So, this course is only the first initial introduction to acoustics. If you want to work in the field of acoustics, that is a field where there is a lot of work. It is one of the few topic, of the few type of work, where there is still room for private professionals. Independent professionals who don't work in a company, but they are engineer or technician, having their own firm and taking contracts and making design and making measurement and making reports and making evaluation. And you make a lot of money actually doing this work. Is one of the few fields where a private professional can still have room to live and to grow and to become rich and to have success in their work. So, comparing to many other possible work you can do after your degree, definitely acoustic is appealing, is interesting, because there is a lot of money and there is a nice job, very satisfying for who make it, and you can have a very successful professional life in this field. But definitely, this course is not enough. That's the point. Being an acoustician requires knowledge of all those things. You cannot just have a 6-credit course and say, I am an acoustician. It makes no sense. You need to make further courses or to have different kind of training, and it will take years probably, and then you will be an acoustician and can do that job. Typically it is assessed, it is accepted, that it takes 2 years to become an acoustician. This can mean a postgraduate laurea magistrale course, and there is one engineering postgraduate advanced degree in sound and music engineering at the Polytechnic of Milan. Is a course, it is 2 years engineering degree, secondary engineering degree, so it means 180 credits, and 120 credits. And for those 120 credits, all the courses are in English. That is a serious course. After that, you are an acoustician, not after this course, okay? There are lower level solutions, for example, there are masters, which are only 1 year. They give you a good training, definitely much better than this course, but probably is not enough. Okay, often who makes this master did not make an acoustic course like this one. Joining this acoustic course to a master can perhaps start to become close to becoming an acoustician. You probably need another year of training, working with an already operational acoustician, some sort of stage or something like that. So there are these other type of course which you need to follow if you want to become what the Italian law call a competent technician in environmental acoustics. This is the professional qualification. This is obtained by being inscribed in a proper list of professionals which is kept by each region. For example, here we are in region Emilia-Romagna, and the region Emilia-Romagna has a list of the technicians which are considered proper acousticians, so they can work, they can sign the design. Being an engineer, inscribed to the engineering ordine degli ingegneri, that thing, has absolutely no value in acoustics. Acoustician, for making the work of acoustic, must obtain this kind of professional inscription to this list at the region in which you are resident. That is the law, actually. So if without that, you cannot work. Forgetting these, there are specific courses which make it possible to obtain this kind of inscription. Alternatively, you can do 2 years of training working under an already inscribed competent technician. So there are these two possibilities to become inside this list through a course which is more or less a master, because it is a 300-hour course. So it is like a master, or to make 2 years of training. So this is the situation. Now, this course is interesting for engineering students because even if you are not going to become an acoustician, so doing this for your life as a professional, still you will encounter acoustical problems in all fields of engineering. Particularly civil engineering, but also mechanical engineering, but also electronic engineering, and telecommunication engineering, of course, because audio transmission is there, and of course also information technology engineering or computer science engineering, because today acoustics is done on computers. So there is work for everyone, and every one of you will need some acoustical knowledge in your professional life. Also, if you are a mechanical designer or a civil engineer building bridges or towers, okay, you still need to know something for acoustic. That is the reason for which this course is usually chosen, is a choice course, but is chosen by 80% of the engineering students, because they understand the importance of this course in their future professional life, also if you are not going to become an acoustician. So it is a basic course, the level is low, but it provides just enough information for doing any other job when it comes to require some acoustical knowledge. That's the point. Any question over this? Here we have an example which, in my idea, wanted to be appealing. The idea is that in acoustic, concepts which are complex in other topics becomes very easy. Why? Because in acoustic everything is audible, and the auditory sense is probably the most immediate and emotive one of the human body. Probably the view sense is more important for living in the environment, but in terms of emotional impact, the hearing sense is much more powerful. And when you listen something, it is forever. You record and memorize it very easily when you listen an acoustical effect. So the example here is about derivation and integration, something in which many of you had a bad time studying at the beginning of your university course. In the mathematical analysis course or similar things, you were made you had to do a lot of work for understanding this concept and to becoming very quick in computing the derivative of function or the integral of function. What happens in acoustics? In acoustics, everything just changes the sound. You can derive a sound, you can integrate a sound. Here there is a link to a web page which explains the map of this. So if you are interested, you go to this link and you will see the explanation, the mathematical and physical explanation, which is not what we are doing today. Now I just show you how making the derivative, the differentiation of a sound, or making the integration change the sound. This is the spectrum of the sound, this is frequency, this is amplitude, this is the original sound. When you differentiate, the high frequency content is boosted, and when you integrate, the low frequency content is boosted. Let me listen, which is probably simpler.
In language, infinitely many words can be written with a small set of letters.
This is the original.
In arithmetic, infinitely many numbers can be composed from just a few.
This was the original, not processed. Now we make the differential of this recording.
In language, infinitely many words can be written with a small set of letters. In arithmetic, infinitely many numbers can...
is more high frequency, less low frequency. Let me listen to the integrated waveform.
In language, infinitely many words can be written with a small set of letters. In arithmetic,
Now the opposite happens. Low frequency are boosted, high frequency are reduced. So this means that any kind of mathematical operation, when applied to audio, to sound, becomes very easily audible. That's the concept. And having the play button at hand on a computer is very important in this matter. Whenever you make computation, filtering, modification, any kind of processing, you just press play and listen to the effect. That's very important. What I want to do, and what we will do in the classroom during the course, is to systematically listen to the computation we are doing. So the distance between the map and your brains is shortened because the audible link makes the things much more easy to understand than looking at the formulas. Okay? So this is the introduction. This is the program, a initial part which is quite traditional, physical acoustic, energetical acoustic, psychoacoustic. Then we will go into propagation of sound from the source through the medium to the receiver. Free field propagation outdoor, indoor propagation inside a room like this one, propagation through the building structure, passing through walls or floors or similar things. And here, the first part of the course stops with just a basic knowledge of the physical phenomena. Okay, there is a small part of psychoacoustic, but it is still quite small. Then the second part, only for engineering, instead, will employ much more advanced concepts. First of all, we will introduce you to digital signal processing. Please, you must de-learn, unlearn all your previous knowledge of digital signal processing as the information which you learned in these topics by other colleagues, for example in telecommunication engineering, has very little to do with acoustical digital signal processing. The things here are much easier, very simple, and very easy to understand and to work out them. It's just a matter of sum and multiplication. And then all those complex things you learned about the Laplace transform, forget. No, not really needed in real world. You can do everything with sum and multiplication. This is very important, of course, because computers are very fast in doing sums and multiplication. In fact, nowadays, for audio processing, a very cheap computer can do any kind of processing in real time, no problem. The computational power is plenty enough for audio. Perhaps not for video, but for audio is plenty enough. So you just need to learn the most basic algorithm and to use them for making your processing. Then, of course, we can use these digital signal processing tools for making what we need, making acoustical measurement, computing acoustical parameter, studying speech intelligibility in classrooms, what we were talking about at the beginning of the lesson, understanding and measuring how transducers work, microphone, loudspeaker, power amplifier, and all the parts of an audio processing system. And then we can go also to the numerical simulation of what happens in the acoustical field. We will show you how to use some computer simulators, how is possible to employ plugins for digital processing of acoustical effects. This is quite common now in music production, where a lot of work is done on the computer during the recording or after the recording. Finally, there are lab sessions. These are three lab sessions, usually, which are planned after Christmas in January, at the beginning of January. We don't yet have the date, the time, and the lab. This CAD/CAM lab could change. And during these three lessons, we will use some of the software and of the hardware which we introduced in the previous lessons. So you will do the measurement, you will do the computer simulation, you will do the sound processing and listen to the result, so you can learn to do the thing, not only to know about the thing. Okay? So this part of the course is very important. Is not matter of examination. So you are not evaluated with a score during this part. But people who are not taking part for any reason to this lab session often have severe problems passing the exam. As in the exam, you must show to me that you can do the thing. And if you learn to do the thing during this lab exercitation, then the exam is very easy. If you don't learn, if you don't train, you only discover what you can do during the exam, and very often you understand that you are not able to do the thing. You know about them, but you are not operational. That's the point. Let's go to the support material for the course. Of course, there are the lessons. The lessons are the first thing. But there is also written material. Not all of you will be able to come to all the lessons. I realize this. And so we provide support for those people. One is the recording of the lesson, which is not as being in the classroom. For the same reason I was explaining before, signal to noise ratio, speech intelligibility, listening to a recording is not the same thing as being in the classroom. Being in the classroom is better, much better. We can estimate that more or less one third of the total information is lost when recorded and played back, no matter how good was the microphone or the quality of the recording. That's not the point. There is an information barrier in between. A recording and playback is never as good as live. This is the same for music at a concert. Going to a live concert is not the same experience as listening to the recording of the same concert at home. And it's the same also for lessons. There is a barrier, you lose information, and once the information is lost, in no way you can recover it. So if you can, please come to lessons live in the classroom. If you cannot, having the recording is better than nothing, of course. So you can rely on the recording. There are textbooks. The official textbook is an Italian textbook called Acustica in Edilizia, so it really does not cover all the topics of this course, but it covers the most interesting topics, and it has a very nice feature. This book is free. Also, the printed copy is free. You can download the book following the link in PDF format, but if you write to Rockwool, which is a producer of acoustical material, They are so kind that they will ship you a free copy of the printed book. Okay? So, I did choose this as your textbook, the official textbook of the course, simply because it is free, but not only for that. It is really well written. His colleague, Patrizio Fausti, he was one of my former students, and he is now a professor at the University of Ferrara, and he did wrote a very nice book. So, really, it deserves to get it. Then there are those famous reliable manuals, high-level manuals. There are two in Italian and one in English. These are expensive, of course, but these are for professionals. So, who of you want to do the acoustician as a profession, please buy possibly all three of these manuals and get this one and get even more if you can. All the other of you who are doing other jobs in their life and you only need to add some acoustical knowledge, for you, the basic text here is plenty enough. Okay? You don't need this for passing this exam. Absolutely not. For passing this exam, this book is plenty enough, but you also can do without because there are the handouts, there are the recording, there are the PowerPoint files. So you don't really need to have a book at all. For the exam. There is a support website here where some material is stored. These are the PowerPoint of past year, the audio file using during lesson during past year, the XLS file made during lesson during the past year. These are the handouts. And these are the audio-video recordings, okay? So you can download all of this material. Now, here there is the material for past year. During the course, the new material will be uploaded. And at the end, in January, you will get all the same for this year. But the contents are the same. So you can start downloading the PowerPoint file of the past year. So when you come to lessons, you already have the slides or the handouts. Making this sort of pre-digesting of the topic is very useful. So when you come in the classroom, you already know what will be the topic, which is the argument, what I am going to tell you, and so you can also prepare in advance some questions, and so on. There are a number of online handouts. These set here cover the first part of the course, and were prepared for one of these advanced training courses for competent technicians. So it goes much deeper in the topic than a normal acoustical course. This is a master. So those are better, but they are not really needed for this course. If you want, you can go deeper in the matter, download this one. There are some others which instead come from old years when I was teaching technical physics inside the where acoustics was a part of the technical physics course. So you go 10 years and more back in the past, and you can still find on my website the handouts in Italian made by the student at that time. And these are other resources which you can find on the internet, and I provided you a link if you want to go deeper in the matter. But what is really important for you for passing this course is that during the previous year, students of this course did write a new set of handouts in English covering exactly the topic and the sequence and with the order, everything the same as this year course. So here you can find this list of handouts in Word format. Why they are made available in an editable format like Word and not in a PDF format? Because here some error can be present. Students did write these handouts. If during the lesson or after you find an error, you correct the undoubt, send it to me by mail, and you get rewarded with 1 point every time you make a sensible correction to some other. It's like a competition to find the error in the undoubt. Who find an error first, then all the other finding the same don't get the score, of course. The first one who find an error and write me the corrected handout get 1 point. These points are marked and you can use them when you make the exam, increasing your score. Okay? If you manage to get 5 points, some students here you see, past year the score was given for writing the handout. This guy here, Francesco Valenti, got 5 points writing a very nice handout. If the score is high, it's very difficult, you can find an error here. But perhaps here, this lady here, Samantha Robuschi, only got tried 3 points. Perhaps here there is something which can be improved, you see. So here there is the point for getting for you some score. Well, I think there was just one very bad, which is this one, only 1 point. This can be easily improved. But in the end, what is the goal of all this game? The goal of this game is not giving you some more points. The goal of this game is providing to all of you, so it is something which every one of you do for your other colleagues, making it available on the website, a more reliable source of information. And in the end, making it easier to prepare the exam. That's the goal. So it is a cooperative effort, which all the classroom has to do, for improving the material available, and to make it better for your colleagues who are going to prepare the exam in February or in January. Okay? That's the goal. Here you see the audio-video recording, and here you download the PowerPoint file of each lesson. So this page, this is the one of previous year, but there is also the page, which is now is empty, there are no recordings, for this year. And here you also see the calendar. Those dates here are up to date. Now, this is how the course is scheduled to happen. So you already know that on 6 December, we will make a lesson about digital signal process. Okay? Every planning has to face reality. Bad things happen. This program can be disrupted. I can get ill. I can be forced to go abroad, perhaps, and to miss some lesson. I can be forced to ask some of my colleagues to switch with me, and so the order can change. But this page will keep track of all this. So as soon as the program is modified, I update this page. This is your calendar for the course. Also, if now there are no recordings, but you still see the PowerPoint file, and the corresponding lesson of previous year. Okay? So, in practice, this is the material which you have available for this course. There are the handouts, the PowerPoint file, the audio-video recording, there is an official textbook which is free, there are other material which you can download from this website. All the data file which you are going to use during the lesson, mostly audio file, WAV file, audio recording, and Excel file will be uploaded to the website too, so you can download them and play with them. It's very important that you all have access to a computer, because as said at the beginning, acoustic nowadays is done on computers. So you need to have access to a computer. If you own one like he, he's okay. If you don't have it, you can buy it, of course, which is always a good choice, or you can ask to have access to the computer of the university in the informatics labs. being a student of this course entitles you to ask the password and the credential for using the classroom computer. Okay? I warmly recommend that every one of you own a computer, install over it the software which is required for this course, and here there is a list of the software we are going to use. The one we will use more often is Adobe Audition. There is Aurora, AudioMules, PlogWebidule, Synthedit, Spectra Plus, RAM 7, Console, Visia. There is also some open source software like Audacity, Sonic Beer, and so on. You will see during the lesson that I will use this software. So, as soon as I use it, you install it on your computer and start playing with it. You need to train. You need to make exercise. During the lesson, we will make a lot of exercise. But remember, the exercise done during the lesson are not a topic to be studied. You don't have to study the solution of a problem. You need to solve the problem yourself. Because this is what happened at the exam. You will have to solve a problem which will be different from the one which is solved in a classroom. So then you cannot comply. Professor, but this problem was new. You never solved this problem during the lesson. Of course. That is by purpose. You must learn to solve new problems. This is what an engineer is. A guy who can solve new problems. Not the problems which are already written on textbooks. You don't need an engineer for that. Okay? So what you need to learn is how to solve problems which are different from the problem we see during the lesson. What you can do for making such a training is to download some of the previous exam problems of the past year. There should be a link to that. There should be a link where you can see the problem of previous years. Now I have to find where it is. Eccolo qua. Testi esame. All these are previous exercises. How the exam is organized. The exam is made of two parts. First part is written, and you have to solve problems. Everyone has different data because the input data of the problem changed with your matricula. So every one of you will have different results, and you, in 1 hour, typically, solve 3-4 problems and give me the answer on a sheet of paper. The correction is very quick because I have an Excel file in which I type your matricula, I see the correct answer, and I compare it immediately with your answer. There is some tolerance, and if you are within the tolerance, you get the score. And if the score is enough, you go to the oral. If you are sufficient, already 18 points, in the written part of the exam, you go to the oral part of the... The oral part is only one question, typically, quite short and quite easy, and this only brings the score up or down of 5 points. Here is written 10, but in reality, usually, the oral question only ranges you up and down by 5 points. And, of course, you add any additional point you have got with this game of find error. The find error game gives you additional points. Okay? So this is the exam. Of course, the exam is in English. For everyone except the student of Faculty of Medicine, Technique of Prevention. Those guys, if they want, they are allowed to take the examination in Italian. You are not forced to speak English, but it is highly appreciated. So I don't think that any students in Italy taking a degree can take a degree without knowing the English decently. My English is really horrible. I am not asking you to speak like an Englishman. We are Italian, we must accept it. Our English will always be crap. But it must be enough for talking with an English or another. In any country, someone will speak English. So, this is what is required. The exam is not about your skillness in English. You can speak English very badly. What I say is you must show to have understood the concept. That's the point. So, if your English is bad, you will not get lower score for that. Don't be worried about that. It's not a problem. The problem is that for engineering, you still need to make me convinced that you understood. So, if your capability of talking in English is a barrier for giving me this information, then it is a problem. Once you exceed this barrier and you can give me the information that you understood, your bad English is not a problem anymore. So it is a problem only if it is very, very bad. That's the point. If it is much worse than mine is already horrible, it can be even much worse, and still is not a problem. If you can make me understand, it's okay. Okay, so don't be worried about the English. One point here is that the oral examination is mandatory. Even if you have got the maximum score, 30 points, in the written part, you cannot say, okay, 30 in the written, it can go down to 25, please write 25, I don't answer to your question. No, you cannot. The oral examination is part of the exam, exactly because it is in English. So, you must prove me that your English capability is good enough for showing me what you know. Then, if the technical question, which is the topic of the oral examination, you make it wrong, you still get minus 5 points. That's not the point. But if you cannot speak at all to me, you don't pass the exam. The oral is mandatory. It's clear? So don't even ask to jump over the oral question, because you must do the oral question. Even if you make completely wrong answer, that's not the point. Okay. Finally, you can find easily over the internet, today over the internet you find everything, you can easily find exercise with the solution. Now, some students won't pretend, actually, to get solved problems to study for the exam. I repeat, this is wrong. You don't have to study the solution of problems. You need to learn to solve from scratch new problems. I don't provide you with the solution of the problem of previous year. Don't ask for this. I will not give this to you. You must teach yourself and train yourself to solve a new problem without any reference to a similar problem already solved. This is what you need to do. Okay? Again, I say you don't have to study. This exam is prepared training yourself, not study. You don't need to study the theory at also. The theory is required for solving the problem. So you please start attempting to solve the problem. As soon as you don't understand something, you will need the theory, then you are forced to go back and study the theory. But studying the theory is the tool, is not the goal. The goal is solving the problem. You need to study the theory for being able to solve the problem. Okay, if you manage to solve the problem without studying the theory, that's good for you. I am happy with that. When I was a student, I did hate studying the theory. Of course, I was forced to do that for being able to pass the exam. But it was not the goal. It was the tool. Don't confuse the tool with the goal. Okay? The goal is to be able to make computation, to make verification, to make design, to assess if something is good or something is bad, and so on. This is what you are required. not to know the theory. Who cares? Tell me the rule of Mr. I don't know. What's the point? Knowing that there is a formal rule saying something is not important. It's important that this is a tool for doing your job. But knowing only for knowing is absolutely of no value. Okay. Any question on this introduction? If not, we stop 5 minutes. We are 5 minutes late today. And then we start the first lesson at, say, 50 past 3. Okay. 10 to 4. 10 to 4 we start again. Okay. Stop the recording.